93.7, the River, Dog and Joe Show. There goes AC/DC, and I think, according to this story, that is the exact highway, Ticketmaster. Yes, Ticketmaster. They're on that highway, and I read this verbatim. Box office giant Ticketmaster recruiting professional scalpers who cheat its own system to expand its resale business and squeeze more money out of you, the concert goers. This according to a CBC News Toronto investigative report and team.
Wow.
When's the last time you, well, it's not fair to ask us, but normal people that don't work in the business, they have to buy concert tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think about that, we're like, oh God, I can't imagine that, buying concert tickets. Some of the reason why people like us get into radio. They don't have to buy tickets. For the people out there, though, that have to buy them, which is 90%, you know, 80% of the population, they've noticed this for years. Man, it's hard to get tickets. Why are the tickets so expensive? They have to go to Craigslist. They have to go to StubHub. They have to go to other places to buy these tickets because all the good tickets are gone and all the cheap seats are no longer cheap anymore. And they're like, my God, it's so hard to go to a show nowadays financially. This is what they found, and I find this interesting as hell. This is a really, really good piece. In July, this investigative team, they went to what they call a ticket summit in 2018 at Caesars Palace in Vegas. They even held a ticket summit held by other ticket scalpers, other brokers, other companies like Ticketmaster, but Ticketmaster basically ran this thing. And what they do is they teach these scalpers and brokers how to make money and how to do different things to sell these tickets. So this reporter group, what they did is they posed as scalpers, and they went in with hidden cameras, and they started talking to this, I don't know what you call it, this damn exposition of people.
Okay.
They go to this summit. The company representatives told them Ticketmaster's resale division turns a blind eye to scalpers who use ticket-buying bots and fake identities to snatch up tickets and then resell them on the same site or others, meaning other sites, at inflated prices. Those pricey resale tickets include extra fees for Ticketmaster. So I'm going to try to boil this down and make it easy.
I was going to say, now explain this to us in layman's terms, if you will.
Okay, the easiest way I can explain it is you're going to go to a sold-out show at, say, Golden One.
Okay.
But you show up and there's 8,500 people there, but every ticket's been sold. Okay? There's one scenario. The reason is they're letting all these other people buy all the freaking tickets, and then they sell them to us.
At a higher cost?
At a higher cost. Or, if in fact no one buys them, they're going to have to eat them, okay, or sell them cheaper. So what Ticketmaster is hoping happens is they can guarantee a band through the promoter that the band will sell out because they know they have all these people. And there's supposed to be rules and supposed to be regulations. This has been going on for a long time, but no one oversees it because it's a form of entertainment. It doesn't involve alcohol, doesn't involve drugs, doesn't involve tobacco. So everyone turns a blind eye to this, and Ticketmaster, because of everything that happened years ago, is supposed to be self-policing, even though they're not. I'll make it even simpler for you for this to be understood. If Ticketmaster collects $25.75 on a $209 ticket of the initial sale, when the owner posts it for resale for $400, the company stands to collect an additional $76 on the ticket.
Now, you do that for each ticket out there.
Yes.
Lots of cash.
So what they're doing, and I'm not going to go into the details of this, but it's so, so corrupt and so criminal. Ticketmaster has stuff set up so you can only buy so many tickets.
Okay.
But what they also have is another side door company that allows these big-time scalpers and brokers to buy all they want. So they go in, they buy the bulk of the tickets.
That the most of us don't know about.
Okay. Yeah, it's this little trap door that all these other people learn to do at this ticket selling scalping convention, and it's called Trade Desk. Okay, it's another piece of software in another company that lives within Live Nation and within Ticketmaster, and nobody talks about it because nobody knows about it.
Right, we would never have access to it, so you'd never know it was happening in the first place.
Yeah, and what they say is we really don't regulate the scalpers and these different brokers. They regulate us, but they allow them to do it, and what it does is makes them more money.
Now, does it put money back into the hands of the bands? that are doing these things, or does this go all to Ticketmaster?
No, no, because when a band wants to play a venue, 766-9370, by the way, if you've seen your ticket prices shoot up sky high stupidly, or you can't get into a show. But what the band does is they get their set amount.
Okay.
So the band manager, you know, they call up the promotion team. They say, hey, we're going on tour. Do you have an open date at your venue at, say, Golden One? The guy at Golden One says, yeah. So they set the whole thing up, and the concert promoter will pay the band X amount of dollars per show. The band shows up. They get their sack of money.
Okay.
Doesn't matter how many tickets are sold. Hopefully, the ticket sales justify the cost of payment to band. Doesn't always work like that, but typically that's how it should work. So the band doesn't care.
Okay.
But the bands are going to start caring because now they know there's this middleman broker or middleman scalper that does not need to exist, that's simply making a dollar off a dollar and not performing any service. In fact, what they're doing is a dishonest disservice, charging us more money to get a show ticket.
Yeah, they're actually cheating us on the back end of it. Boy, that is not good to hear.
And Ticketmaster, they turn a blind eye to it because in turn, they're making more per ticket. So they like it, and that's why they don't condemn this, and they don't have anything else out there to go after these people with it, and they just say, go ahead. If you're going to buy 300 tickets, that's great.
Now how can this continue, knowing that they've been caught?
Well, the reason that it's going to continue is because a lot of people, you know, aren't going to hear about it. A lot of people don't care. They see the Ticketmaster, the small print, they're not going to read it. If, in fact, people can afford to go to the show, they're still going to go to the show. It's going to take a very high ticket price to make people say, oh my God, I can't go see Journey for $400. I can't go see this for, you know, until it
something
becomes
astronomical.
Yeah. Until the tickets go up to a price that's unaffordable, people aren't going
to
care.
Because you pay $200 to see, I don't know, a big band, Kiss, or a, you know, a, whoever would come back.
Let's
around
Let's go for
again.
Another big band if you're going to use. No, Kiss, not a big band.
We've heard some $200 ticket draw prices on bands. $200
tickets is like average nowadays for mid-pack seats.
See, that's crazy to me. That I never, never, ever coming up and growing up and before I got in the radio, did we ever pay something like that?
No, and that's going right now, and people are just like, oh, it's inflation. Have you seen the price of broccoli and bacon? That's just the way it goes. Nobody wants to read the fine print, and until you stop going to the shows, they're going to continue to get away with it. And that's the only way you can get around this price fixing, because that's what it is don't buy the tickets, so the scalpers and the brokers get stuck and have to eat the tickets.
Yeah.
If they start eating tickets show after show after show, the scalper broker business goes away. So it's insane that this is allowed, but it goes on, and you know me, I've talked about this for 10 years or longer.
People have speculated on this too for a minute here.
You could see it happening, and you look at Craigslist, you look at StubHub, you look at all these online sites, you're like, wow, man, this is crazy. How does this guy get all the first five rows? Well, that's because he's a preferred broker or scalper within Ticketmaster's bot system, and they know a guy that moves a lot of tickets, just like anything. The guy that sells more of this is going to get the better stuff to sell because he's better at selling it. Ticketmaster knows that, so they give him the bulk of all the great seats, and then he puts whatever price they want on it, and they don't care what he makes off it because they're making more than they would have made off it. It's just corruption and fleecing at its finest.
There was a time back in the day, and this is, I mean, most of you guys that go to concerts now, you'll know the concert information before Dog or I or whoever you're listening to at the time can bring it to you. You're in the clubs and you're in the...
They sign up. Yeah, they get the alerts.
You get that stuff beforehand. But back in the day, remember, when we would give you the information first, you'd wait around to find out your station or what have you. Would wait around to find out when they were going to go on sale. Then you'd buy a significant amount of them. You could do them for giveaways and whatever else. And they still in that amount of time would be selling out in 30 minutes or 30 seconds or whatever the crazy astronaut, like the Justin Timberlakes and Metallica's and any big name band, when they would open up and they would be gone within minutes. And you'd be like, what? How in the world did the first 14 rows sell out within 35 seconds? Well, that's so bizarre to me.
Yeah, but back in the day, when people bought tickets, you had to wait in line. And you could only buy so many tickets. And when you showed up, there was a time when you would go stand out at a record store.
Oh, yeah, back in the day, you couldn't even do it online, huh?
Well, no, there was no online.
Yeah.
There was no computer.
That's right.
You had to wait for your dumb local DJ to say, hey, tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 o'clock. This is back in a day when I started in radio. We were actually considered something. We weren't excrement on the bottom of a shoe. We weren't trash. We were somewhat idolized because we had information that no one else could get because of the stupid internet. There was none.
This is the days when I was still listening to radio, not on it.
Yeah, people would listen because, you know, that dumb DJ came on. He said, hey, you got to be here tomorrow for the details. And the people would come back for tomorrow for the details. And he'd say, these tickets for Van Halen go on sale at 10 a.m. this Saturday at all Bass ticket outlets. When's the last time you heard Bass?
Right.
It's been a long time. So you'd get the details. You'd go down there. You'd wait in line. You'd wait in line. You'd get your tickets. At the beginning, you could buy as many tickets as you wanted. If you were first in line, you could buy 8 or 10 or 12 front row tickets. There was no cap on what you could buy. Then they started getting smart, like in the mid to late 80s, like, ooh, we're selling too many top-tier tickets to one guy. What if they start scalping them? So for the good seats, they'd start restricting what you could buy. And then what they started doing, because the record stores and ticket vendors that sold tickets, they didn't want people loitering. You would show up early at 4 a.m. or whatever, and you'd get in line. Then they'd do a lottery system, and they'd hand out tickets or ping pong balls that were colored, and they would say, okay, if you got a red ball, you come to the front of the line. If you got a green ball, you go to the back of the line. The guy with the green ball could have been there first, but because they turned it into a lottery to keep people from loitering, you never knew where you stood to get which seat.
Didn't you say they would just sometimes just take the back to the front, too, and switch it around, or was that the lottery ball
No, the
system?
Lottery was they'd hand you out colored ping pong balls, they'd hand out tickets, or they'd come out and they'd hand out little flyers that said, this is your color, this is your number.
And it would switch everyone up.
And they'd switch everyone around, and they did that because people were out there. They'd get out there at midnight on a Friday night. They'd start drinking and smoking dope. They'd start, you know, doing their needle drugs and listening to the band in the concert. This is Modesto, Albert. Don't give me that face. And people are partying. They're having a good time. This happened in Sacramento, too. Everywhere they sold tickets, it was a big congregation.
Would people get pissed when they would do that?
Well,
when they would do the line swap thing?
The first couple months, you're going to buy tickets until anyone knew about the lottery system.
You're like, what the hell, man?
Yeah, you're like, whoa, people are like, this sucks. And then that became the thing. You knew that if you showed up early, you never knew where you were going to be in line.
So you just started showing up normally.
And that was the beginning of the end. And then the internet started coming, and people started buying their tickets online. And then they started doing the funny little worded code.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
all that
that's about
stuff.
Where I came into it.
They all started just changing the game, and going to a concert became a lot of freaking work, and mainly the work came from getting the ticket. And you can get on Craigslist right now. Whatever shows are coming to Golden One.
Yeah.
You'll see the people on Craigslist or wherever. They'll have all the good tickets. And you're like, man, how do they get these great tickets? That's why.
Well, now you know, I guess.
Ticketmaster gives them to them.
That sucks. That sucks to hear.
The River. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Moose.
Oh, Moose! Good morning,
hey,
Moose.
Hey, Moose, what's happening?
Welcome. The Moose is on the loose. How are you?
I'm okay. I just wanted to make a comment. We had bought Bob Seger tickets last year, and ultimately he ended up canceling his show.
And you know that show's back on now. He is going to continue out, and he is going to add some dates and finish up his final farewell tour.
Well, not here in California, because they refunded our tickets. But well, Ticketmaster kept their fees. And they kept the insurance, so we're out $100. But they canceled the show. They refunded us the money for the tickets only.
I think all the shows did cancel, but now he's going to regroup and redo the show and the tour entirely. So I think he will come back to California. They're just trying to get this whole thing back together because he had some sort of spinal disease or whatever happened.
Something happened.
So you mean to tell me that you bought the tickets from Ticketmaster, okay, they refunded the show because the show canceled, not postponed, and
correct,
they kept fees and insurance money?
Yes.
What is the reasoning? Yeah, what fee are they keeping?
We paid for insurance, and then just the fee that Ticketmaster charged us, which was, you know, the service fee, but we ended up insuring the tickets. So they kept all those fees. They refunded only the base amount of the ticket.
So explain to me this, because it's been a while since I bought a ticket, and I know that I should know more about this, but in radio, we don't buy tickets. When you buy ticket insurance, is that for the ticket going lost?
Yes.
That guarantees your seat if the show happens, whether you can produce a hard ticket or not, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what does ticket insurance cost per pair or ticket?
It is $40 a ticket.
Oh, Christ. And these tickets were how much face value? What'd you pay?
What was the face value of the tickets, honey? $150.
Okay, so your ticket's $150. Wow. Your insurance is $40. That's $190 for one ticket
or a pair?
Yep.
Okay, so you're at $190, and then they had their service fee, which is what?
$25.
Oh, my God. So it's $205 a ticket.
Yes, so we ultimately hashed out about $400. The show got canceled. We're out $100.
And isn't this funny? Isn't this the corruption?
How can that be?
And this is why it's so exciting to talk about this. They bought insurance on a ticket, guaranteeing they could use the ticket, but Ticketmaster is going to keep their insurance money. What insurance do you have if you're buying insurance from a corrupt dealer?
Wow. Well, I guess my advice to everybody is don't buy the insurance, but just know if shows get canceled, they're not going to refund their fee.
So when
would that insurance kick in? Like you,
it's gone.
Like the window blew. Like say you're driving to the show and the window went down. Your ticket blew out the window.
No, no, no. What it basically does is because there's printable online tickets and there's so much ticket counterfeiting. Chances are someone will get that stub scanned and take that
seat.
I'll
make a fake copy of it.
Yeah.
Got you.
And as soon as one ticket scans, you're disallowed to use your ticket. If you buy insurance, you're guaranteed a seat that you bought.
Well, that's a risky one then. How do you denote whether to buy it or not buy it?
Well, it was Bob Seger. We figured it was his last tour. We know he's getting up there in age.
It was an important show for you. You guys wanted to see it. I'm not going
to
knock the show or, you know, who people are buying to see.
No, absolutely not. And who's to say which one is your favorite artist or why you'd want to see it?
Yeah, that's here and there. Absolutely. I mean, that is just so corrupt. Now, the service fee, if they want to ding you on that saying, hey, we had to process, we had to deal with the cancellation, that's just how it goes. Okay, I can take a hit on that. But when you buy ticket insurance for $40 a ticket, and a show doesn't happen,
that's messed up.
They keep that money. That's wrong.
That's messed up. Yep.
I agree. Thank you for some time this morning, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
I appreciate the call. We got to do these. 766-9370. We'll talk some more about it if you want. Plus, at 8 o'clock, we'll give you legit tickets that you don't need a service charge on. They're not going to charge you insurance. You're going to get them absolutely free and go to Disneyland and have a great time for Halloween. So hang on.